Good morning and welcome to Flashback 40 for this month of March 2018. I'm Maeve Conran and today is part of Women's History Month. We are celebrating the many amazing women journalists and activists who have brought unique coverage of issues like nuclear war, prison labour, immigration, racism and US imperialism to KGNU listeners.
In the 80s, we actually had a revolution in the United States where 80% of people supported an end to the nuclear arms race. And we created that revolution in 5 years. And that's my goal again. But this time we actually have to get rid of the nuclear weapons bilaterally, multilaterally, and we have to shut down all the nuclear power plants in this country.
Seeing that we had signed the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty back in the 70s, we went to this site to inspect it, and we found it was on high alert. And then we symbolically disarmed that missile, and of course, we ended up being arrested and were treated and spoken of as inmates. And an inmate is a nothing. You cannot treat human beings as things and not have some kind of repercussion.
Most people in this country are getting screwed in economic terms. I mean, you have all this frou-frou about moral values and social issues, and meanwhile, people's lives are not going well. I mean, in terms of employment, money, opportunity, education, this is not a pretty picture.
So when you look at Afghanistan, what did we do? Well, one thing we did was kill a lot of innocent people in the bombing. And that's something that the US government has never wanted to admit, that we killed more innocent civilians in Afghanistan than were killed on September 11th.
If we saw for just 1 week on our TV screens the images of war, if we saw the babies dead on the ground, the women with their legs blown off by cluster bombs, if we saw the soldiers dead and dying, Americans are a compassionate people. They would say no. War is not the answer to conflict in the 21st century.
Hundreds of thousands of you have survived the relentless propaganda you've been subjected to and are actively fighting your own government. In the ultra-patriotic climate that prevails in the United States, that's as brave as any Iraqi or Afghan or Palestinian fighting for his or her homeland.
And I think it's important that we recognize that there is this thirst for justice. There is something happening in this country, especially among younger generations.
Decades ago, when I traveled to Mississippi to work in the civil rights movement, which eventually gained voting rights for African Americans, I met black people and a few of their white sisters and brothers who were attempting to dismantle a system of oppression that had been in place for centuries. And yet the people were determined to be not only free of these things, they were determined as well to free their oppressors, the racists and white supremacists of the world, of their need to oppress. We are the human sunrise, brightest when we shine together, that will make sure that morning continues to come and be a grand occasion on our planet Earth.
Those were the voices of Helen Caldicott, Sister Jackie Hudson, Molly Ivins, Medea Benjamin, Amy Goodman, Arundhati Roy, Angela Davis and Alice Walker. Just a few of the trailblazing women whose voices, stories and struggles KGNU has shared with our listeners over the past 40 years. Yet even as KGNU has continuously broadcast the work of so many of these women who have become synonymous with fearless activism, KGNU itself was the laboratory for locally produced feminist news programming, such as our very own Feminist Frequencies. It was produced here at the station for most of the 1980s by the collective, which included Kathy Partridge, Holly Hutchinson, Jeannie Galan, Wendy Rockman and Diana Berg. Here they are in December speaking with producer Liz Lane about their early years at KGNU producing Feminist Frequencies.
The show started actually after a conversation I had with David Barsamian. This is Kathy Partridge with David Barsamian at the Left Hand Bookstore. And I was complaining about the women's programming on KGNU, which at that time was a very fine program called Mirrors. And Mirrors was pretty personally oriented. It wasn't very political. It wasn't a feminist program. And he said, quit complaining and go down and get on the air.
So was Femme Freaks a call-in show?
Sometimes.
Yeah, the programming was really varied. In thinking back, a topic that I picked up on a number of times was inequality in the workplace and sexual harassment in the workplace, topics which are extremely still current, unfortunately. We're of the generation holding that sign that says, I can't believe I'm still protesting this bleep.
Yeah.
And we did. Yeah. I recall doing a programming with the women that founded the 9 to 5 organization. Mm-hmm. We had Roseanne Barr on when she was a feminist comedian talking about working class life. She was just a local performer at that time. As well as a lot of national figures who would come through town, and we would bring the women into the station and do programming with them. So definitely politics and economic, political rights were a key factor of what we were trying to do.
Ecological issues also were something that we talked about a great deal. And the eco-cycle in itself was, you know, burgeoning just then, just beginning to...
launch then, right? Exactly, 85, right?
That's right. And so we did, and a lot of people we knew worked for EcoCycle. And so that was a big part of our programming, too, about how that works, how your stuff gets recycled, and educating people. Now that I think back on it, I wonder, was it all that serious? I mean, everything here is, like, really serious because we had fun.
So what did being part of KGNU, being producers here, did that have an effect on the trajectory of your life or just on your life at that particular time?
Well, I'm still very good friends with some of the people in this room. So that's one thing that my life got a trajectory on. And I still feel close with even the people that I'm not friendly with. So in that many years later, I would say that matters because how they think and feel has had an influence on me throughout that time. But also, also being active in KGNU and related to KGNU as a method of education and real news. I'm a teacher. I was a teacher in Boulder. That was my career. But KGNU was a huge place that I learned from and was able to get learning out through. And I think that was one of the things that had a huge impact for me in Boulder.
I actually decided to finish a bachelor's degree that had been interrupted and got it in communication, interpersonal and organizational, and started volunteering to do PR and public information for the employee union I was a member of, and eventually wound up getting a career in a communications office.
So, because of your involvement?
You know, KGNU was a big piece of it. I think the other seeds of interest were there, but actually doing hands-on work, learning to splice tape, learning to plan a show, and I love what you said, Diane, about learning how to work with other people. Mm-hmm.
It's very collaborative.
Very collaborative. All of those skills I use in my life. And so being a younger person at the time, it was quite transformative.
KGNU is turning 40 years old this year.
It's so young.
What does that evoke for you?
Well, one thing it evokes for me is a recognition of KGNU as a place, as an institution, as staff people with the budget. And it's something that survived from an era where there was a lot of things that sprouted here in Boulder County and all didn't stay. There were food co-ops that came and went. Left Hand Books had a long run, but came and went just a few years back. Word Is Out, which grew out of, in a way, the same set of people and ideas, Louise Knapp, who helped out at times with this radio show and ran a feminist bookstore for 20 years, maybe?
A good run.
And so these places, also a Big Mama Rag newspaper, there were some women's bookstores in Denver as well that I'm sure our listeners are bringing to mind as we're talking, those things didn't stand the passing of time. So there's something about KGNU being the airwaves, being the people that it is, that it's still around and still going strong and being renewed and moving forward. And that's worth protecting and promoting, because not everything has.
Those were some of the voices of producers of the Feminist Frequencies show. That was a collective of women producers who produced and hosted that show here at KGNU during the 1980s. We're hearing their voices this morning as part of Flashback 40, our year-long celebration and reflection of the programming that has come your way through this community radio station over the past four decades as we celebrate 40 years of making waves. Well, moving further ahead in our timeline, more recently, KGNU has been host to another women's programming collective, Women Air. That airs on Monday's Metro on the second and fourth Mondays of the month at 3 p.m. I spoke with two of the original founders of the show, another collective, Miriam Schiff and Jennifer Murnan.
Well, the year before Women Air, I had was my first year producing and directing the Vagina Monologues, Eve Ensler's The Vagina Monologues. The following year was 1 Billion Rising. Jennifer and I met at a meeting, a community meeting for 1 Billion Rising. And we said at the meeting, well, let's go to KGNU and, you know, see if we can have PSAs or, you know, a couple of 5-minute spots or whatever. And we walked in, and little did I know that I'd walk in and it would change my life. But we walked in, we spoke to you. You handed us a schedule of, here's a week that you can program. And without even thinking whether I could do it or not, or we could do it or not, that was it. You guided us through the week. We programmed the week with women's issues and women's programming. And then after that,
and I just was absolutely thrilled because I had, you know, been a member of KGNU for years, and it just naturally occurred to me that this is exactly where we should take the work that we were doing with 1 Billion Rising, which was brand new to me and old to Miriam, and be able to amplify it and have it be heard by a much larger community because of KGNU. And then also one of my big dreams as part of that week's programming was having a really intense conversation about patriarchy. So,
and from that week's programming, we came to you and said, you know, there's no local women's programming, and would KGNU be open to doing women's programming? And you happen to have a slot on Metro, and the rest is history. We've been doing it for, what is it now, 3 years, 4 years, 3 years that we've been doing Women Air. It started with four of us, and through life lessons and everything else, there's only Jennifer and I now, and it's gotten us to be talking about meeting and talking about life and everything else. So it's brought two women from different aspects of life together in a concise effort to really shift the patriarchy, and the programming is specifically to enlighten and educate women by women and for women.
Well, I know you've covered everything from violence against Indigenous women to incarcerated women to women working locally in the community. Jennifer, take us back to some of the shows that you really, that really stand out in your mind of the ones, the topics you've been able to cover.
Oh my gosh. I have had the most amazing time talking to some of the most powerful women I have ever met in my life and bringing them into KGNU so that they can be heard. The very first program that I did, I was wildly ambitious and had Ava Hamilton and Betty Ball and Liere Keith on a program about ecofeminism. And that one, I really learned a lot about the depth and the wealth of what the women I interview have to share with community, and learned to make much more space rather than trying to put three voices on one program. Oh my gosh. And then just to think about the program that's airing this month, I brought just serendipitously Dorothy Rupert and Audrey Scott Williams
and Alice are going to be on this program talking about women going into office and how that looks and how it changes our communities because of what they bring. So I can't say enough about the journey and about consistently finding women in your own life and then the opportunity here on KGNU to bring all those women in new ways. And we circle around and we revisit voices as well.
Well, given that 1 Billion Rising was the impetus many years ago to start Women Air, I know recently you also covered the most recent 1 Billion Rising events in Denver as well.
Yes, absolutely.
For me, it took me on an avenue that I didn't know was as important to me as it is. Might have been when I was an idealistic adolescent. And then somehow or other, it got pushed down with life and everything else. But what I found myself doing, and not consciously, was using my privilege of having a show to give voice to women that didn't have the privilege. So I was spotlighting and still do marginalized populations that are living within our midst in Boulder County, homeless, women of color, organizations that support these women. We covered, I went to the Ricardo Flores Magnon Charter School in Denver and covered what DACA meant to 12 and 13-year-olds who weren't under the DACA auspices, but who had family members that were DACA, and to sit with these children who were being taught critical thinking in an educational system blew me away. It was like it was like sitting there with the new leadership of our country, and you know. And they're not waiting till their voting age. They're 12 and 13, and they're speaking out now, articulately speaking out now, or having a forerunner of Roe v. Wade, Dr. Hearn, come in and talk about, 3 years ago, he came in and talked about the abortion laws and how they were going to impact women, and it came down the pike. He talked about the differences between the Republican Party and the Democratic Party, and to be able to have a man like that on, and discuss what he discussed with no holds barred, for me is the greatest gift that I could possibly have and that I could give to my audience.
That's Miriam Schiff joining us in studio along with Jennifer Murnan. They're both hosts of Women Air, which airs Mondays at 3 on Metro, and today we're talking on Flashback 40, which is a monthly segment recognizing 4 decades of unique programming on KGNU. And today we're looking at the history of women's programming here. Jennifer, you talked about, you know, some of the highlight shows for you, the one on ecofeminism, the one that's aired this month on getting more women into office. I know you've also done a lot, and you personally in your own life have worked a lot around incarceration issues.
Yes, absolutely. I did a whole series on women in incarceration and interviewed Pamela White, who is former editor of the Boulder Weekly on that issue. One of the most intense interviews that I ever did, where I was incredibly intimidated by the person that I was interviewing and found that, no, I shouldn't really be, was Ida McCray, who is a formerly incarcerated political prisoner and has gone on to do incredible work with community, especially with parents. And so that is an issue that I'm very, very interested in. And that's one thing about KGNU that I really want to say, is that whatever it is that brings you into community, whatever it is that is of great interest to you can be found on KGNU. Incredible amounts of diversity in music, incredible amounts of diversity in programming. And I, as a producer for this program, have been able to go out there and find voices of women in all the different aspects of our lives, in all the different kinds of work that is being done, including, for example, a program on Fukushima, where it was such an intense event. And then Miriam and I went out and said, we have to find a woman to speak scientifically about what's happened here. So, you know, there's women's issues, and then there's women that are working in every single aspect of our lives, and their voices are unique and distinct, and we provide platform. And KGNU provides platform for all the voices of the community.
So when you mentioned Pamela White, the former editor of the Vulgar Weekly, because she had done a whole series on how women who were giving birth, women who were incarcerated and giving birth were chained to the beds. And her series really impacted legislation here. And it always reminds me of the impact that journalism can have and the impact of that kind of programming.
And also in that conversation, realizing that it's not this particular moment. We're so attached to one specific moment. In having that interview with her, she started writing about that as an investigative reporter. She went on to write about it in fiction as a romance writer under the name of Pamela Clare. And then, because of the fictional writing, she revisited the activism around how are we going to end this practice, the one that you were talking about being chained. She was outraged that it was still there, went back into the investigative reporting, and then was asked by a state legislature later to write a law that would end it, which she had never done before. But so it was this long, years on end, approaching this issue and then finally finding a way to resolve it and to end that practice. And when you talk about 40 years of history in KGNU, you can't underestimate the wisdom and the wealth that is built when it's not one moment in time, but it is this constant process of informing, recircling, revisiting, and pushing on until we get that healthy, just society that we're all looking for. So that's one of the things that I did learn from talking to that very, very wise woman who had never given up, and who knows how to use, you know, word and voice and written word and then spoken word on KGNU.
But what are both your hopes for the future of the show and the next generation of broadcasters? Because one of the things I'm most proud of is that we are an educational institute in many ways, because we have so many young people who come in, interns, training that happens specifically with young people. I mean, what are your thoughts on the next generation of young women broadcasters?
For me, it goes back to what Jennifer was saying about community. These young people need to know that it's up to them to bring these voices into awareness, to not allow what we're doing to go by the wayside, that there is a continuum. I've seen the same continuum for the last 40 years, which is a dismantling of women's rights and women's issues and a growing of the patriarchy. And I can only do, as you said, Jennifer, this one moment. And I want them to understand that their moments are being created now by our moments, and we're not different. So I'd love for them to come in and talk to us and say, okay, how can I help? What can I do? That radio is such a strong conveyor that the sameness of all of us. I mean, as I sat here for the last 3 years realizing that the breadth of women that I have interviewed and the people that impact women, that our sameness is so defined in a microcosm. It's not a general big picture, that we are all the same, and that the continued fight for justice, for social justice, for enlightening people who wouldn't know about certain communities needs to happen, and it's going to be up to them to pick up the torch. And if any of them ever said, okay, who do I speak to, they can call me anytime, and I will hand walk them. I mean, if I did it the age that I did it, where I didn't think I could ever edit a show, the community is handed to them already, and they need to hold it dearly as we've been holding it.
Jennifer,
and I would just like to say that we didn't know when we came in, or I didn't know that KGNU already had a history with Femme Frequencies, right? And so we are building collectively that what Miriam said about, you know, come in and talk to us, but also realize that that when you come into KGNU, you will be surprised. You will find that you have a wealth of 40 years worth of experience to pull from, that you have a community to pull from, and that you will be endlessly surprised, as I am. You think that you know everybody who's out there, and you absolutely don't. I am looking like right next door and going, oh my gosh, I didn't know you were there. But it all is coming together at this place where you've got community radio. And one of the most profound forms of communication that humans have, which is oral. It can't be underestimated. It has gone straight to my heart, and it will go to your heart. And it is way too much fun to miss. You know, come here, mm-hmm. let's pull it together. Let's pull from our heritage, and let's find everybody in our community to honor, respect, and give voice to.
Jennifer Murnan and Miriam Schiff are the founders and the producers of Women Air, which is on the second and fourth Monday of every month on KGNU at 3 o'clock on Metro. And they joined us today on Flashback 40 as we honour and remember 40 years of programming here at KGNU. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
That does it for this morning's programme. Stay tuned in April, on Monday, April 16th, when KGNU's monthly flashback segment of 40 years of making waves will focus on our 40 years of programming on Rocky Flats and efforts to shut down the nuclear weapons facility. That's April 16th. And now we'll go out with our theme music for Flashback 40. It's the very first song that was played on KGNU 40 years ago, May 22nd, 1978. It's the GNU Suite by Kenny Wheeler and Keith Jarrett.